Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
We say goodbye to Akeem Hicks. Mark Rohde, WSCR Chicago, is with me today. It's a fun, as always, damn it, DeWindy City podcast. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe right here. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend holiday. Summer is here. Bears have an OTA meeting next Tuesday. I'll try to be out at Hallis Hall for that, but I'm going down to Orlando for the Special Olympics games this weekend. But we do come back on Tuesday. So depending on flight times and whatnot, I will try and make it out there to get you some OTA rigmarole, if you will. And by the way, Celtics in six. That's my NBA Finals prediction. DeWindy City podcast starts right now.
Showtime.
I figured we would start with, you know, Akeem Hicks breaking news that he is going to Tampa Bay. I even got a graphic for us, Marco. Look at that. There he is.
Ooh.
gone to the Bucks on a 1-year deal for $10 million. And I mean, I think we all love 96, do we not? Like, wasn't he just the MVP, the coolest part, the best job of the sort of Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy era a little bit, even though he was a part of the team before he got here. Because 2016, right, that was his first year, and they went 3-13. They inherited him, but I always liked Akeem. I thought he was lovely.
Oh, I did too. And now you have me thinking of the MVP of the Ryan Pace / Matt Nagy, I guess, era. And we know that obviously Ryan Pace precedes Matt Nagy, so he's been there longer. But yeah, I mean, in terms of actual consistent production during that time, offense or defense, it might be Hicks. I mean, my gut is to say Khalil Mack, but that's just because of the first year he had with the Bears, and he was so impactful, and you can't take that away. But yeah, he was a consistent player, and I love Akeem Hicks. He's one of my favorite players to, you know, doing the sidelines, one of my favorite players to interview. He was a go-to guy for me. I know things got a little weird for him last year in training camp with the Bears when he walked out of a training camp or was asked to leave a training camp practice or something, and we never really got clarification on that. I also know that Akeem Hicks had a rough final year with the Bears from a mental side because he wanted to stay with the Bears. He wanted an extension. He didn't want to leave. He made his name in Chicago with the Bears. So he had no desire to leave the Bears. And I know for a fact that it bothered him all last year that he had to kind of deal with knowing that he wasn't going to be a Bear anymore.
Dan Levy in the family here writing on in here, what's my family doing here? Hey, buddy, I just sent you a link if you want to join in on the conversation. Levy, a frequent guest to DeWindy City.
Oh, sick.
So we'll see
if we can get Levy on today.
I mean, and, hey, listen. Oh, and by the way, We're going to be inviting people on the show all the time. We want this show is for you. We want to connect with you, you Chicago Bears nuts out there. Mark has more knowledge about the Bears than anybody in the business, but this is a, I like to call this a fun Bears show where anything goes. And listen, I've got tons of opinions for you. I always will. But we're here to hang out and talk Bears. But yeah, like I think I'm actually biased on Akeem because sitting with Ed Obradovich, Akeem Hicks is more valuable than Khalil Mack.
Of course. He's out there. He's taking up space, man. Yeah. Those D-linemen love that. He's taking up space.
You think that Mack would be getting all those sacks, all those tackles without Hicks taking on two guys? Okay. All right. 96 more valuable than 52. No problem. I got it. But he did a lot off the field, right? And it was really interesting what you said though, Marco. He wanted to be here, right?
Absolutely. Oh yeah. He wanted to be here for the rest of his career. I think he fell in love with being a Bear and playing in Chicago and the whole thing. And he was like, you know, I actually understand why the Bears didn't want to invest in him again. I mean, they invested in him twice. They signed him when they did in free agency, and then they gave him an extension. So they took very good care of Akeem Hicks. And unfortunately, with age and inability to be on the field and just the new regime, there was no more room for Akeem Hicks at this point.
So you think they made the right decision, new regime, the Hicks philosophy, everybody doing things the right way. Akeem, doesn't he fall under that umbrella, right? Like, oh, isn't that?
Yeah, that's a good point, Marco, because he does. I guess maybe I would lean more on, you know, the ability to stay on the field. I think that that's a, like the Akeem Hicks thing, like not being with the Bears, that is a classic case of like this regime really wanting their own fresh start. And they're not going to bring some old head veteran who's seen it all with the Bears organization come around. Like, that doesn't seem like a great match on the surface.
Lakeen are weighing in here. Thank you, Lakeen. We appreciate the compliment. You're doing a great job in your own broadcasting world. So thank you for checking out the Windy City. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. We love you. We need you. And we appreciate you. I don't want to go where I'm about to go, and I had this further down in the rundown, Marco, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Do it, Marco.
So, okay, we don't want you, Akeem, because we want to put our own philosophy on the team. Let's get away from the old school. Let's get on to the new school. I'm all in Kyler Gordon. Okay, you love him. Your first draft pick, that's great. Jaquan Brisker, let's go double rookie up in the secondary. I'm in. No problem. However, when we show up at OTAs last week, and you pointed this out to me for the record, I did not notice it. I'm a newbie out.
It's hard, man.
Yeah, I don't know how the Bear reporter does this so well. You could see that Jalen Johnson is running with the twos. I'm like, I have no idea who's with the ones or with the. I'll get there someday, but I'm not there yet. But you pointed it out to me. Jalen Johnson's running with the twos, and so how is that possible? Like you've got rookie cornerback over here. You can't tell me that Kendall Vildor is better than Jalen Johnson. And so here's where I didn't want to go, but I'm going there right now. I'm getting a little bit, just a drop. And I like you, Matt Eberflus. You're a lovely Flus. I'm with you, but I'm getting a drop of Jim Boylan, like Zach. Yeah, like a drop of Boylan, Zach LaVine, like he's trying to teach Zach LaVine the right way. And so they're like, yeah, and just missing, you know, and the Bears are downplaying it. We're just messing around with combinations. So like, hold on a second here. Maybe you don't think that Jalen Johnson is following all the hit principles here, but that's your number one cornerback, pal. Like, don't be making some weird Jim Boylan statements like you're going to run with the twos now. Like, you can tell me I'm too far out over my skis here, but I had a Jim Boylan flus moment.
I actually think that's pretty good, man. Like, I don't think we're there yet, but like, there is like, that's like a Jim Boylan warning. The conditions were favorable to make that comp right there. It was like, be careful, everybody, because if the next three words out of your mouth, Eberflus, better be something really good, because you got one chance to back up the truck and not let Mark Carmen make a comp of Jim Boylan with you. But I mean, with the hits thing, like the punch in the clock in the morning kind of thing, like that totally sounds like what they're doing. Hopefully the results will be different and the teaching points are better, like there's not ridiculous timeouts or anything like that. But let me take it from this direction on Jalen Johnson. I hope that this coaching staff knows that by far at this moment, the best cornerback on that team is, again, Mark, by far Jalen Johnson. By far, it is not Kendall Vildor. It is not yet Kyler Gordon. It is not Thomas. So, like, fill in the blank cornerback. Like, he is by far their best cornerback, who they have under control. So if they want a little bit right now and put him on the two, just because, and we don't know. We don't know what happened. That's the thing. Like, we're all, like, wondering, like, is it because he didn't show up to some of the earlier season workouts? Is it he's kind of got that little bit of moxie about him and he was a high roller in the previous regime and all that kind of stuff, you know, so to speak. So we don't really know why. I mean, I think a lot of the guesses have been good, but all I could say, Mark, is that I hope that they know, and I'm pretty sure they know, that Jalen Johnson is their best cornerback by a mile right now.
Yeah, but I would think they do. But listen, you can try different combinations, and you can try it with Jalen Johnson as the one. Hey, Kyler, we're gonna try some different combos here. We're gonna bring up Kendall to run with Jalen here. You can do a million different things, but you leave him at the one. To drop him down to the two, I get back into my Jim Boylan here and think that you're trying to make some weird point that maybe Jalen's not as on board as you would like him to be. And then the Bears can sit there and they can point to, and Courtney Cronin over doing a great job over at ESPN.com. She detailed the stats here. Bears, last in passer rating allowed, 103.3. Gave up the second most yards per attempt, 7.6. Finished with the third fewest interceptions, 8. By the way, 5 of those came from the safety position, 1 from the cornerback, and that was Jalen, but he had 1 big interception. So, and then there's 31 passing touchdowns as well. So, and I thought that actually was the highlight moment for me of all the OTA press conferences when, hey, Jalen, you guys sucked last year. He's like, well, did we? Well, here are the media's bust out the stats to the guy, and he's like, oh, well, you know. Like,
he kind of got cornered.
They have a leg to stand on, but on the other hand, it's like, you can't blame this guy. He was guarding the number one receiver every damn game, and it wasn't like they had some massive pressure that he, you know, he didn't have the best of it. You know him better than I do. Like, what's your read on the Johnson personality? Because I was like,
he's turned into an interesting guy. Like, he's always sort of had this, like, really wanting to, I think, give interesting answers. Like, I think that's his goal. He doesn't always necessarily deliver in that regard. But I think, like, because oftentimes when you ask him a question, he'll repeat the question. Jalen Johnson, which I'm sure is, like, a pretty good technique that is taught to players. Like, really think about the question that's being asked. If you have to, repeat the question out loud so you can think about it more. But I think he's one of these guys who is actually, I don't know if he likes doing the media thing, but I think he likes the questions, and I think he likes to kind of try to give a deep answer. And then obviously we now know that he, and you know, we've had little bits and pieces of this in the past with him too. He does not take well to anybody, the team, himself. Even last year in training camp, I don't remember who it was. Somebody was beating him. I don't know, maybe it was Demir Bird or something like that. And we all asked him about what was going out there. And he goes, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I didn't see anything. So, and he was kind of like winking at us, but he just wouldn't give us an answer. He wouldn't say anything. He wouldn't say that Demir Bird was playing well. So he he's got that like sort of hyper competitive, like, you know, I'll answer your questions in a fun way, but if you start to challenge me or my teammates, I'm not going to play ball with you guys.
Right. And okay. That's what I was kind of getting, like, oh, you just kind of want to play up there and have a little banter. But then it was, then all of a sudden that banter turns into, here are the stats and how bad you guys were. That's a little uncomfortable. Jalen, excuse me, you did have a, you know, a pretty decent second year, and you were great as a rookie, but the team was terrible and you were a part of this terrible team. So we'll point it out to you. And he acts like he has something to prove, but I also feel like there's a part of him is like, don't point at me. Like,
right. Well, you know what's funny? Now that I'm thinking about this, man, last year I asked him a question. I believe it was Jalen Johnson. I prefaced it with something like, you're having a good year, but something other, blah, blah, blah. And then he challenged me on, he said something to me like, why do you think I'm having a good year? And
I think so, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I don't know. Like, you're just good. The way you deflect the football, you're just good. It's just the way. It's like the scene in Goodfellas. It's like the way you tell a story. It's just funny, you know.
Shout out Ray Liotta. R.I.P. Yeah. Right? Hey, you know. Right? No, I listen. I'm all for it. Let's be friends. Yeah. All right. I'll move on from Jalen. Marco, Akeem, I don't know if you have a favorite Akeem Hicks moment before I move on from him and I bring in who could have been the new Akeem. But I just, you know, I went back and looked at it, and we started this at the top here with Hicks. By the way, follow the Windy City Podcast if you're just joining right now. Hit that subscribe button. We need you. We love you. But 2016, he comes to the team. They lost 6 of his first 7 games as a Bear. They finished 3-13. The next year, 2017, last year of John Fox. By the way, congratulations to John Fox landing in Indianapolis as a defensive guru coach, not the coordinator, but just hanging out. John Fox, back at it.
Are you serious? I have not heard that. Oh, my God.
John Fox is a cult. He's following him. He's Eberflus out, Fox in Indy, him and Frank Reich buddies. Fox, he's back at it, man.
The last time that guy was into his job on a daily basis was Carolina.
Right?
Okay. Like, he's just been living the good life in the NFL.
I forget where I read the piece today, but he's like, it was real tough. You know, I went from Carolina to Denver to the Bears, right? Bang, bang, bang. No one's ever done that in the history of the game.
Oh, nice. Yeah, a little pat on the back. Yeah. Hey, look at that. He's had a hell of a career when you put it that way, you know?
Yeah, he has, and he's made a ton of money and all that, but and hopefully he's taking care of his dough, but apparently he bought some house in Marco Island, and then he was sitting there doing nothing in Marco Island. I was like, I'm bored. Let me call up my guy Frank Reich and see if I can get back in the game. And here he is with the Colts. Here comes John Fox.
Oh, my God. It's so unnecessary. John's fine. I know you're friends and you want to take care of you, but he's going to be fine. He can go to a lake and just stay there the whole summer if he wants to. Don't worry about John. No sympathy hire.
Yeah, and hey, you want to give back, John? I don't know. I mean, I don't need to get into the Foxy crosshairs here, but coach a high school team. Do something cool like that. Give back to the youth of America. You don't need to be like
too much work. Yeah.
Probably true. Yeah. But so I was just looking back at Hicks, like, okay, so you started in the Fox regime, you go 3-13, then your next year you lose 4 of your first 5 seasons over, you go 5-11. So you're 8-24. Here comes the savior. You win 12 games in Nagy's first year. You had it. One damn stop down the field, but you couldn't stop Nick Foles and company. And so you put it in Trubisky's hands, who they finally let throw the football, who got him in range. Then Cody Parkey happened. And then, in essence, Akeem Hicks's any chance of success with the Bears died. A couple of 8-8s and 6-11 out the door.
And everybody on that team, you know, right. And we're not over it yet. I was talking about this not too long ago, and I used, like, Akeem Hicks is a good example, but I just was lazy and used Mitchell Trubisky. Like, Well, actually, that's not lazy. That the we are not over. Bears fans are not over that era of Bears football. It's too soon. Too soon. Like, it's all – everything is happening so fast. They're not over Mitch Trubisky even. And that's always obvious when people try to tell me that Mitch Trubisky is going to be a starter again in the NFL, which I'm sorry. I like Mitch. Nice guy. Probably a decent backup. Never going to be a starter again. That's just the way it's going to be for Mitch Trubisky, unfortunately, for him. So, yeah, it's like I don't think Bears fans are over it, and everything has happened. You've got another new quarterback, you know, obviously with Justin Fields in his second year, a brand new regime now, and people are still trying to get over Akeem Hicks and Mitch Trubisky in the 2018 Bears.
Yep, and part of that movement, Marco, was, okay, if we're not going to sign Akeem, we got to get over this, and we got to implement the Flus defense. We need the three technique. Where's my guy Grobber up in heaven thinking of you, buddy? Three technique.
Yeah.
Love you, Les. But Larry Okunjobi was supposed to be the dude. And I'm just noticing that there's like this Okunjobi conversation going on out there in Bears land right now. Like, people are wondering if maybe they'll come back to Okunjobi and pay him a different, you know, you were her, take a flyer on Okunjobi, right? If you're looking at me very confused. So you don't see this as something that's going to happen.
No, I'm Mark. I'm sorry. Am I confused? Look, I'm just taking it all in, man. I'm just taking it all in. But yeah, to answer the question, the look probably was because I do not think there's any chance Larry Okunjobi comes back to the Bears, probably for a couple of reasons, because from his perspective, you know, although I don't know that Okunjobi has a right to be angry with the Bears because the Bears did their due diligence with the medical report, it's still got to hurt, and it's still guilt by association from Okunjobi. Well, damn it. You know, he probably planned a different way of life because he got his, another nice extension and, you know, from the Bears. They weren't going to overpay him or anything crazy like that. So I don't think from that, his perspective, but nor do I, and the only way the Bears would bring him back at this point is if they got him at reduced salary and, you know, a 1 or 2 year deal. And again, if Okunjobi is going to offer services like that to a team, I just don't think it's going to be the Bears at this point, which is unfortunate because I like Larry Okunjobi and I was excited about him just like everybody. But it's just, I think from both camps, it would be awkward at this point. And, you know, until further notice, They're rolling with Justin Jones as their three technique.
Justin Jones, Trevis Gibson.
Trevis will be more of a defensive end. You know, okay. You got Quinn and Trevis, you know, because now you're in your 4-3.
You keep going.
Yeah, with those two cats, Quinn and Trevis Gibson on, you know, on the outside. It's so funny. Like, I almost just threw in a Bilal Nichols, but obviously the Bilal Nichols is gone from this team. I mean, Kyrus Tonga is still on the roster. El-Kadim Muhammad, another guy who will be expected to take down the quarterback at times and play along that defensive line. So really, yeah, Muhammad and Justin Jones are your two big names that you brought in anyway. Doesn't mean that they have to be starters, but you know, obviously things turned a little bit tricky since the Larry Okunjobi deal fell through, Carmo.
So Marco, as I was thinking of hot topics for the show today on May the 31st, as we get ready for the final OTA and the mandatory minicamp, can you name what the hell is the strength of this Bears team? Like, is there anything that you could say that they're good at? Which, by the way, a lot of people have been winning 8-9 games, and when I look at the schedule, I think they might do it too. But like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Like, but seriously, like, what is the actual strength of this football team? They run the ball well. I don't know if we can say that, right? I mean, you've got some.
I would say, yeah. I mean, I think the first thing that jumps to mind is not like it's better than. Well, maybe it is better than a lot of NFL running backs room, but yes, David Montgomery and Khalil Herbert has proved to be a really nice combination of running backs. I think that the other position where I am very curious to see how it goes down this year is linebacker, and that combination of Nick Morrow and Roquan Smith, I think, could be interesting, and some of the other pieces that are there. So I would say, if I had to say, I would say it's those two positions, running back and the old linebacker, Ruski.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't – it's just that excites no one, right? Like,
I know. Well, yeah.
It's fine. It's fine. I think what Bears fans –
I think
there's
it's like forget position strength. There's a few strengths individually on the Bears. Let's call it what it is, right? There's a few players who – Roquan Smith stands out as a player that he's pretty well proven. But that's not the linebacker's position. That's just a player. Like, I'm pretty confident, you know. Coincidentally or ironically, I'm pretty confident that Jalen Johnson is a pretty good NFL player, and he's going to be totally fine this year. But, yeah, to look at position groups right now for the Bears, I mean, it's just been this, they are just filling roster spots. It's sort of this rank and file pedestrian like roster that they put together so far.
I'm curious if anybody wants to jump in on the chat. Do you care about anything else other than Justin Fields on this football team also? Like,
same old,
right? Yeah. Like, seriously, Fields and more Fields. Like, for me, like, if the defense gives up 40 points, personally, I don't care. Actually, I'm probably happy about it. Let's get a high draft pick. Give up all the points. I'd like to see Kyler Gordon and Jaquan Brisker play well. But if they're – I don't know. Like, Justin Jones is getting pressure for the Bears. Robert is still going to be here and care.
Right. That's another good name.
So, by the way, do you think Robert Quinn is here come – September the 11th and the Niners?
Oh, my God. That is such a great question. It's so long off. I would say, oh, man, I'm going to say no. I think that they might trade him. I really do. I think that there's so much time now that both camps – well, I shouldn't say the Bears, but at least Quinn's, you know, there was a little bit of noise that he is requesting a trade through other channels and stuff like that. Then the Bears, like, they've thrown out the respect they have for Robert Quinn, but they have admitted they don't know what's going to happen between now and the start of the season. And, you know, that based on everything they're doing, it would be good to trade him.
Right.
Yeah, I love Robert Quinn.
Me too. Great story. He had, nearly died in high school, had a terrible first season, but clearly dedicated himself physically to coming back, did come back, was the best defensive player on the team last year in a year that you could have easily checked out at different points. Robert could do that. Give the guy credit, but it is a little odd to me that you want out the door, but also, okay, I get it. You're a vet, and the Bears are not trying to win football games, although that is not the Flus philosophy, baby. Flus is trying to get this. He's trying to get it done. Which is why I think they could get to, I don't know, the 7-8 win range. Because I do think you're going to get, unless things go completely Jim Boyle and sideways, to rewind back to where we started the show, I think you're going to get, you'll squeeze every bit of juice out of the lemon, so to speak, this year. I think, because you had a lot of try-hard guys the character, the football character of everyone they've brought in seems strong.
Oh, yeah, and it seems like that is like such a huge part of what they care about right now. Like, they really haven't gotten to how are we going to win football games? You know, right now it is so much about like cutting guys, signing guys, obviously having drafted guys. And really, I mean, they really are setting whatever their base is, whether it's culture. And I guess it is because they've thrown all that stuff out at us, but they have been very diligent in this first, which what I hope is the first phase, and that there's more phases than what they've done in terms of who they've brought in and who they've not brought in on the roster. But I think this is very much a phase, and this phase that they're in does not emphasize the players yet. Like, it doesn't. It is how the players, here's how we want the players to comport themselves. Yes. And then maybe still before the season, but probably more next year and the years to come. Then you'll see the next level, the foundation thrown down, and that will focus more on, we really want you to meet this player and here's what he does well, as opposed to like all the Justin Fields evaluation. Most has been, you know, that he's a great guy who his teammates love and who's a great leader and is first at Hall's Hall and last out at the end of the day. Yeah, but what about his ability to read a defense? How's that? What about the intermediate passing game? What about rolling him out? Does he actually do that better? What about his footwork? Like, that's what I want to know now, and we're not getting much of it.
You just hit on a point that I found very interesting this offseason, which is, you know, the Bears are doing everything they possibly can to sell you that Justin Fields is working harder than anyone, cares more than anyone.
No.
Is first guy in, first guy, last guy
absolutely
out.
Absolutely.
There's, yep. I mean, folds his laundry better than anyone. Yep. You know, he sat with Eberflus and they watched tape together. Every coach that you talk to, Luke Getsy cannot throw enough compliments the way of Justin Fields. So is it only me that is just like, are we worried that this guy has needs a lot of pats on the back here? Like, I feel like I'm getting a sell job here.
I think that the sell job is not for the sake of Justin Fields. I think it's for the sake of all the questions that we've asked and the obvious fan interest that exists. And right now, they don't have answers in terms of his football prowess. Like, they just don't. And I understand that. I actually do. As anxious, my desire to get real concrete answers is still there, and I'll still ask the questions. But right now, that they know that I think that they're actually being weirdly honest. Like, I think they're being honest. Like, I think they do like him, and I think they have seen all those off the field things from Justin Fields, and all those things matter. But at this point, like, I asked the question last week, Mark, I think you were there. Like, well, I just did the general check-in essentially on just like, what, okay, every week he does something different or better. What was Justin Fields this week? And for the first time, Matt Eberflus in a while gave like something concrete. He said he likes the way he throws the deep ball. He was like, man, that guy can throw. Like, I was like, thank you. Like, that's it. That's interesting to hear you say that.
I don't know if you noticed, but every time you ask a question, I tweet the answer.
I didn't know that. I appreciate you charting me.
Yeah. So I literally tweeted, Flus loves Justin Fields' deep ball. Hashtag Flus, or whatever the hell I said. And that tweet, like, got, I don't know, 200 likes. People are just so into freaking Justin Fields.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Especially when there's something like that. Like, I think people are okay. Like if we're going to talk about Twitter land and Twitter interactions, the old Justin Fields is a great leader, those tweets aren't doing as well anymore. You know what I mean? Like, the first in, first out, like, they'll always do well, but not like as well. The throwing down field, like, yeah, you're going to get some retweets on something like that. And I just hope that more and more we hear positive things like that. But that, I guess they're doing their diligence, man. I guess we shouldn't, like, I shouldn't be mad.
Yeah, no, that's fine. There's nothing to be mad about. It's all positive. It's all Bears fans out there. I love you. You want as much Fields info as possible. This is the future.
Yeah.
This is, you're tied, Mark, to one. Yes.
Can I tell you something? Last year, somebody pitched me doing a podcast, which would essentially have been just about Justin Fields. It would have been 30-minute update, sound bites, you know, insight from other people around the league, and what did Justin Fields. It would have been a 30-minute like podcast a few times a week was pitched to me. Now, for some not technical reasons, for some rights reasons, the whole thing just was going to be a non-starter. But to your point, and to other people's point, we understand. Yeah, we know. Like, hey, he's the most interesting guy by far on that team still, in terms of what I'm interested in, what fans are interested, what you're interested in, Mark, and what, you know, obviously media companies are interested in. So yeah, yeah, we get it all, right? Just like the marquee chant, we get it all. Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag the reporters. Good job, Danny Parkins, hosting that show, buddy. Marco, okay, I got two more from you. I know you're a busy fellow getting up tomorrow morning back with Molly, correct?
That is correct. I will be there through Friday this week on the score, yes.
5 a.m., baby, 5 to 9. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I got two things for you. One, does anyone on the Bears, and I'm taking Justin Fields out of this thing, so does anyone other than Justin Fields, if that makes sense, have more to prove this year than one Cole Kmet, who is still searching for the end zone, and we talked to him last week, and he seemed like a it's my first time talking to Cole Kmet. He was a lovely Cole Kmet. But you know, he has been objectively underwhelming, let's put it that way.
Yeah,
there's a word. So I don't know. I'm thinking of like guys who have something to prove this year. Cole Kmet, you seem to me like right at the top of the list.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's a great example. Like, cause right. There's no more built-in excuse. You're not young anymore. You're in your third year. You have to produce. Second round picks should be productive starters at the NFL level. That is absolutely a fact. That is the case. Typically, you know, you don't want this because remember, you know, they had this occur with Adam Shaheen too, where every year they gave the guy a chance and it never panned out. So, you know, and I think he's better than Adam Shaheen. And, you know, he had like about 600 yards last year, but the big goose egg, as you mentioned, you can't have zero. If you're a tight end and you look like a tight end and Cole Kmet does, you can't have zero touchdowns. And that part, I don't think falls on him. I mean, they were a mess in the red zone last year with the Bears. So, yeah, I agree. He's got a lot to prove for the Bears this year, and he seems to be into it just from talking to him last week, as you said. I think that it's you talk about something to prove this year, man. The Tevin Jenkins thing is just massive. Like, he's got so much to prove because there are a lot of people who are doubting him at this point solely because of the back injury. You come into the NFL with a back injury, it's hard to have the same enthusiasm. But let's not forget how good this guy was in college at Oklahoma State, and he played mostly right tackle. So he's got a chance, but I feel like he's gotta be good this year, or else he's gonna have a meandering career in the NFL.
He basically said that himself. Like, I thought he was incredibly honest with, you know, I got to prove to these guys that I can be on this football team. Like, that he wasn't, it wasn't talking about like being an all pro or anything else other than the fact, like, I got to prove that I'm, because it's a new regime, and who knows what the hell they think of me. And chances are they don't necessarily think that well of me. Considering my back injury history and all that, it's a great call on Tevin. All right, Marco, I'm going to give you a chance to make the Windy City podcast history, or not really, but we're gonna go back to this at the end of the season. We're gonna have a seasonal recap with you, if you're willing. Who will be the Chicago Bears breakout star for 2022? Who will be the Bears breakout star
that
we'll be talking about after the season? Like, oh, sweet Kyler Gordon. Oh, my God, Treston Ebner. Oh, well, Justin Fields, you did it, buddy. Or you could go with a Tevin Jenkins, a Cole Kmet. Oh, my God, Travis Gibson. Who knew we had this guy in mothballs too much? So we got some options here. Not someone that you're going to feel overly confident in, but – take a flyer, baby. Where are you going?
All right. I'm going to name a guy that you did not mention right there in the multiple choice. I hope that wasn't the only multiple choice that you were giving me. The board is open.
you could even go off the board, baby. Somebody that might think they might sign.
Oh, I could be like, give me Thomas Graham Jr. or something like that. I could like go like super deep. This is the year of Kyrus Tonga. He's going to have this breakout. Hey, Travis Gibson would be a pretty good one. Now that's getting real. All right, I'm going to go with, for the sake of knowing that I'm going to be back on the show and we're going to be talking about it, I'm going to go with Velus Jones Jr. I'm going to go with Velus. He'll be the guy. He'll be the guy that we're talking about. He'll be like, wow, he's better than Tariq Cohen was. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like, oh, this guy. Oh, and he's such a great guy, too. And he's old. Oh, he's old. So that's cool. And he doesn't party. So, yes, I'm going to go Velus Jones Jr. very confidently.
You chimed, like, I think if they could pick somebody, they might pick him. They need him. They need Velus to be all that. The Bears.
Oh, they would pick him what to do as like, that guy that you were talking about right now?
Hey, Velus, any of these guys can break out for you. Who do you want? Pick someone.
And
if Velus could be what they're hoping Velus could be, that could have as big of impact as anything on this team. Want to give Justin Fields some weapons. He could. If he really does what you just said, like maybe he's impacting you from the backfield, maybe he's impacting you from the slot, maybe he's impacting you on special teams, split him out wide. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of ways that guy could impact the team if he actually hits.
I also wonder, like, is this going to be the year that Darnell Mooney really busts out? Because he's had a really nifty NFL career so far. He really has. I mean, overachieving in his first year as a fifth round pick and just looking like play the part. Then last year he has 1,000 yards. So, and he and Justin Fields were close on and off the field. I just wonder, like, and especially because Mooney is the guy, like, is there going to be like, is this the year where we stop questioning whether or not Darnell Mooney could be a number one receiver? So that's an interesting guy to look at too.
For sure. I love Darnell Mooney. You give it your all, Moon. He's a good Mooney. One comment before we get on out here from our guy Raymond. Having Hicks is if he's healthy for 35-40 plays a game, in my opinion, is better than him not playing at all, just for his leadership and locker room presence. Hey Raymond, I think we're both with you, brother. I think I am at least. I wouldn't have minded a 35-40 play a game Akeem Hicks signed up.
Sure.
And right? Come on. No one's fighting you on that one, Raymond. And Raymond, hit that subscribe button. It's good for you. Turn those notifications on. We need more of you, Raymond. Let's have lunch. Let's have a cupcake.
Wait, I don't have that fire.
No, you're good. This is you can or you don't have to. I'm in.
Where's Dan Levy? What happened to Levy? He was supposed to be.
I wish I could. What happened to Dan Levy? He's on the air right now. He's giving a traffic update on V103.
Could on the air right now? Yeah.
No, he's talking to Brett Boone.
Boone.
What's up, buddy? I don't know what you think about it.
Levy gets the best.
I think he's a punk.
He's a good Boone, though. He's a good Levy. He's a good Boone.
He's a good Levy. He's a good Boone. Hey, Marco, I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for being here, man.
And thanks, Grody. Marco. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, hit that subscribe button, everybody, and follow at Mark Grody Sports, at the Carm. Bears fans, we've got... We got a little OTA week and then mandatory minicamp coming up here. So the offseason moving quick here. You can smell training camp if you just, you know, take a little moment in time. Thanks for watching. Marco, you the man. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Mark. See you, buddy.
It feels good. You know, that's why I played mostly in college, so... it is comfortable. It's nice. And I do look forward to keep on getting these reps at right tackle. I play wherever they need me. Get in where you fit in.
This program was recorded on tape for a live audience.
I don't really know how to answer that. It's coming. So basically you're saying, how do I weigh...
What were your initial thoughts on the schedule when you saw these home games, road games, when the bye is, those types of things?
Doesn't matter. Does not matter. I could care less. It doesn't matter that your buys, it's in December. That's the latest.
Nope.
Do you like doing Pilates or is that like torture?
You ever do a Pilates workout? It is. Yeah, it is. Oh my God. Oh. So I'm trying to get more cleansed out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.